Hey, everybody. We are live. Austin Action, Best in France. No,
Austin Action, Heroes
in France. Hero. I need a hero. I need a man in the morning light.
Wow.
That's for you. All of you out there. For Valentine's Day, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, we're going to welcome to Austin Action Heroes and Friends. We're going to be talking about Madam Web in a couple of minutes. We're just going to give some people some time to jump on, to rock with us as we give you a truthful and unvarnished look at the web of madams.
You want to rock with
we're gonna,
us?
What we're going to do is give you the a quick intro here because we didn't do that. And then we'll get rocking and rolling here.
Ah, let's do it. We're back.
There we go. Let's get that lighting in there right.
Oh, hey. That's better.
Let's do a little bit of that in there.
What about Naruto in the back?
You know what? I forgot.
You're killing me. And the blue light. Y'all, I did such a good job setting up his background, if I do say so myself. Okay. I'm going to give myself some props. I think it looks dope. You got the blue light on? You got the blue light on? Mm-hmm. The black light? The blue light? Mm-hmm. The red light? All the lights.
All right. Let's get rocking and rolling. So, introduce yourself real quick, Erica.
My name is Erica Reddick, also known as Generally Irritable here on the socials. Because I cover where news and culture intersect. And it's easy to be irritable. When talking about that stuff.
So how do you feel about this movie we just watched?
How do I feel about the movie we just watched? I feel like if it had been made in 1993, it would have been an epic blockbuster. And everyone would have been like, yeah, this film was awesome. Like riveting, breaking ceilings or something. I don't know. Wow. But
that's not quite the feeling you had about.
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna do. We're gonna be a gentleman today. We went and watched Madam Web. You know, Sydney Sweeney, Dakota Fanning.
Mm-hmm.
I forget everybody else's name. It's not my thing.
I did not want to hate this movie.
Little girl from Transformers, and I forget where the other chick's from.
We're gonna look it up, Madam Web.
We can look up some cast people or whatever. But we wanted to walk into this one with our eyes unclouded by the statements made by everybody else. There's been a lot of hatred for these films. Disney, Marvel has been getting just thrashed.
Raked.
Before things even come out, people just hate it. So we didn't want to do that. You know what I mean? People work real hard on these movies, and I want to be very clear about that.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody who worked on the film. Getting a film done, getting a film finished.
That's right. Is a feat. It's a whole thing.
Worthy of respect. So we're just gonna start. We're gonna start there.
But you know what's not worthy of respect? The red wig on Sydney Sweeney. Not good.
Okay.
Not good.
Tell me more about that.
It was so bad. It was the worst. There are things that you think are small, but they will take me out of a movie so quickly. It is so dumb, dude. Like, it is so obviously not her hair. It is so obviously a wig, and it's not a good wig.
Okay.
You can't just spend a little bit more on a nicer wig that has like a better part thing.
I'm not gonna lie, as a man, I barely noticed that. Unless
oh my god!
Really, really, really bad. I don't always catch.
No, stuff like that was not that girl's hair.
Okay, well, if you got the thing up, talk about who else is in the movie.
Mm. Let's see. Adam Scott, the dude from Parks and Rec. Didn't you say his name is also Ben in Parks and Rec?
I believe his name is Ben in Parks and Rec.
We wondered if it was like related because some of the characters seemed similar. Like Dakota Johnson, Cassandra Webb, the Madam Webb.
I call her Dakota Fanning. Yeah, Dakota Johnson. Yeah. Who most people know from, I think she's the 50 Shades girl.
Oh, it is?
I believe that's the 50 Shades girl.
Oh, brother.
You know, she was trying hard. We'll talk about that in a minute. We'll get into the acting and direction very soon.
Is this the young lady that was like making everybody mad because she's like Christian and like talking about it?
No, that's a totally different person.
Oh. Who's this girl? What's she
from?
I
don't know what she's from. Maddie That's what Franklin. I'm saying. I don't know what other movies she's I've seen her before. Familiar. I've seen her before, but I don't know what else she's from.
No, that's the the person I'm thinking of is the girl from the Marvel TV show with the black family, the black superhero. Black Lightning.
Black Lightning?
The Black Lightning? Is that
I think you're talking about Black Lightning.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm so far off the track. Back to Madam Web. Madam Web.
Go ahead. What else do you have to say about Madam Web?
I really wanted to like this movie, you guys. Also, by the way, spoilers. I put that in the description, but in case you didn't read it, spoilers.
Yeah, we're gonna probably.
It's me. Erica.
We'll try not to give away too much about the movie, but you're gonna get what you get.
How about let's start with there was no action. There was like no action. It was all off scene.
Start with the plot and the overall.
Fine. Get to the action. Whatever.
Actually, you know what? No, because there's not enough action to talk about. So we'll start with a short part. So you remember in Twilight where everything that happens is like a dream sequence and doesn't really happen in real life?
Yeah, I remember. I don't think I've ever seen any of the Twilight movies all the way through, but I've heard of this before.
Yeah, there's a section where they get to this big battle, this big war or whatever, and you're like, oh, man, it's going to be crazy. Oh, you know, goodness gracious. And you see the fight start, all the stuff happens, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, it was a vision. You know, that didn't really happen. Sucks to be you and care about what you just watched because it didn't happen. And that's what they're doing on Madam Web.
Yeah, Steven, the TV, none. That is correct. No action. Zip, zilch, zero. That's a lie.
Wait, so there's no real action.
It's mostly off screen or in like a dream, like you said, like a dream sequence kind of thing. So it's like cut quick and then you just don't really see anything.
Yep.
It's very lame. It is. And then she becomes like, you know, an oracle at the end. And no. Oh, you guys, it's not good. And I don't blame the actresses. So I want to be clear. I think a lot of my complaint is actually with direction more than it is with like bad acting. Like somebody got that take and was like, yo, that was money.
This is going to be it.
We got it.
We're in there.
And they were wrong.
And again, we always feel bad because, you know, again, we know that people work really hard. We know they want to do these things. We know that there's fans out there.
Yeah.
They might have been like, Spider-Woman is my favorite character and I always wanted to play her. And all those things can be totally true and your movie still not be good. And that is what we
witnessed. Yeah. The writing was... Oh, wait. You're leading. I'm going to sit here.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
There was a lot... The writing was not good. You know, there was all these moments where it was supposed to be this conversation with somebody and it was supposed to be like existential and like, oh, heartwarming. And they did manage to pull the heartstrings and I did tear up a couple of times.
Yeah.
But who wrote this? Like, who are the writers? I want to know who sat down. It was like listening to a Kamala Harris speech.
Oh
where
gosh.
She sort of like, you know, time, Yes, a gypsy hex. Exactly. I felt like I was having a gypsy hex put on me every time we were in one of those scenes. And I was like,
that's so bad.
I don't understand time. The concept of time is time in of itself. We circle back to the time.
The significance of time. And the significance.
Significantly.
The significance of the significance of time.
Of the timeliness.
The amount of time in which it is significant.
Steven gets right to it. He says, is it worth going to see or just pass?
Let's be honest. I would never pay full price for this project. Yes. Had I known what I was going to get. I didn't. I watched it on a Wednesday. It cost like $5.15.
Right.
So it was basically matinee prices. So I don't really feel that bad.
No.
Now, here, let me be clear. Action, almost non-existent. It's essentially like watching a Jason movie. There's a big bad man. He's chasing the women, and the women are running from,
like a thriller. Like
Three Little Pigs.
Suspense, okay? Kind of a thing.
That's what they're doing with this movie. It is not set up like an action film.
Also, sorry.
So you're thinking you're gonna go watch a Marvel action movie, and it's not. And at least when they did, what was the other one? Not New Warriors or whatever the other one was. That was horror based. That had Maisie in it from Game of Thrones. That one you knew that it wasn't going to be New Mutants. You knew that wasn't that was supposed to be different. You kind of felt that was going to be different. I thought that this was going to have more action in it.
Yeah,
they're going to be trying to replace Spider-Man, and they might have done a better job had they just gone along with that. But this was really a lot of talking. Now here's the deal.
Lot of talking. Can I talk about the talking?
Go for it.
Is now a good time to talk about the talking?
Let's talk about the action first, because there's not a lot of it. So okay. We'll be done with that really quickly.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a point where the character has her moment. She, you know, I don't know how much you know about Madame Web, but she gets her powers, blah, 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 blah. And, she basically, dies.
Yeah.
Now, in most things, for someone to get their powers or learn to master their powers, it's like great struggle, strain, pain, whatever. I don't feel like she struggled enough. She should have struggled some more. There was something really cool they could have done, like her dying, and it could have been painful and then maybe coming back, but they didn't do that. So it was kind of a wasted moment. There was some, that's not really action. I will say one thing. The villain, I'm going to give him, we're going to do a new one.
As far as the villain's rating, we give the villain. Hey. The villain score is 3 out of 5. He gets a 3 out of 5 2 out of 5 as a villain. What's your villain score?
That's my score. 2. He
had some potential. He had the
potential to be menacing, but he fell short.
Fell short?
Yeah.
So that's our villain scores. You heard him here today. He could have been menacing. He didn't look menacing. He didn't look stronger. He was being all dramatic. He came off like if I was watching Teen Wolf, right? And he's like an angsty teen. He's like, I'm so mad at you.
Here's the deal.
That's what it felt like. He didn't feel like a real villain.
When you're villain. Oh, golly, excuse me. I hope that didn't sound terrible on the audio. If your villain, if 70% of his audio is off screen and 28% of the audio doesn't line up with his lips and the other 2% is on point, I can't be menaced, okay? Y'all couldn't even get his entire audio sounds dubbed. The entire movie. And literally what his mouth moving on screen, almost all of it doesn't line up. You'll notice that the majority of him talking, you don't see his face.
There were definitely some moments where I felt like I was watching like a kung fu movie, right? Like an old school one.
Yeah.
But those are, we allow those because at least in those they threw hands.
Yeah.
Right. They're not
slow moving, slow paced is fine.
Yeah.
If it actually adds to the suspense or the drama, not because you're just tired.
Just chewing up the scene. And so It was very difficult because
yeah.
Spider-Man is a simple character. Okay, here's one of the things from action I didn't like. Everybody was doing like the Spider-Man pose.
Oh my God, the three-point stance. Not just
the 3-point stance, like with the hand back.
Oh yeah, the thing that Homegirl makes fun of Black Widow for the Black Widow movie. You are a poser.
Such a poser.
You are a poser.
That's our best Russian.
Such a poser. Sounded sort of like Midwestern.
Probably. I don't know. It was not good. That part was not good. And it was like, look, they're not all spider people, or at least they're not Peter Parker. That's not what this is. And so there's no reason for them to move like that. They don't move like that, so they don't need to move like that. They could just move like normal, strong, empowered people.
Yeah.
So it just made it seem fake.
Yeah.
Again, it was another missed opportunity.
Yeah.
He has a scene where he does like a car jump. Okay, and anybody who's seen freaking Matrix, you've seen this. Agent Smith did it better. They did the car thing, hop, top, hop. It just wasn't that good. There's a couple good stunts when he's killing people. Mm. His hands are rated E for everyone. He punches ladies in the face, which is, I like to see that in a good villain.
You know,
to see a villain equal really opportunity there to make it happen.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, so I did actually appreciate that. But then when he had opportunities to actually like complete his mission, many of the times he was just like wasting time.
Failed to launch.
Slowly choking
people. To launch.
Like, he has the ability to break your neck because he's Spider-Man. He's, like, slowly choking people.
Why?
And stuff like that. And so, from an action perspective, had the action been better, it would have been a much more watchable movie. But because we didn't really get action, we got people just escaping.
Yeah.
I'm not spending top dollar to go watch that.
No. It was bad writing, bad action, and
to give you a level of the camp of the action.
Yeah,
one girl is a skateboarder. They're in the final fight with the villain. She grabs a pipe or something. She does a grind
down a thing.
She could have just ran down there or jumped. God. She does a skateboarding grind down it and tries to hit him. It doesn't work.
Why?
And it was just like, am I watching X-Men 1?
Yeah.
What am I watching? Ugh.
And they don't have powers. Like, they're just kids.
Yeah, at this point, I guess we can give it away. What the sections we're talking about, they don't have anything. They're just fighting hand to hand with a grown man with powers.
Yeah.
Which this should have been over in like 50, like 4 seconds. And
then
it's not.
And she's like, she's just gotten her powers. She goes to see the magical brown person in the cave. And he tells her, oh, you're going to learn your skills. And it's going to be so great. And then,
oh my God.
And then she suddenly like, all of a sudden can like utilize all her powers.
Here's a good one. If you've seen Doctor Strange, when he's with the Master and she, the soul push.
Oh yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
Oh golly. Oh.
It's so many things in this movie that Marvel has already done.
Oh, I didn't even, oh, that Popular hurts my feelings. Have
already done. You see it coming. It's very telegraphed.
Oh yeah.
And then.
Oh wait. Speaking of telegraphed, this broad was definitely not telegraphing her eyes on the road when she was in driving scenes.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was one of the things that was the most distracting. Yeah. She's driving in the scene, mm-hmm. and literally she's looking like this behind her
in New York, in
Manhattan, driving around, basically like looking around and looking in the back and basically not looking forward for like 10, 15 seconds at a time. I was watching it waiting for a car accident to happen.
Yeah.
Because that's what would happen.
It was so unrealistic when she was doing that. And I was like, I don't understand why y'all think. Why didn't you just tell her to keep her eyes on the road? So that was very painful to watch. Oh, the of course. After, you know, Namor, now Spider-Man can't just be a spider, radioactive Spider-Man, Spider-Blood. Spider-Man, radioactive Spider-Blood. Nope. No. Now he's one of the arañas or something like that. Steven, you're Spanish. Tell me how to say
wow.
it.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wow.
And basically, he, and now it's from a special tribe in Peru where they have these special spider creatures and they give you magical powers. And, you know, it's almost like you have a magical grandpa if you get bit by one of these spiders and now you have all the powers. And people get different powers and they can run through the trees. I'm like, okay, so now we have two different super beings that originate from South America, Central America, somewhere in the forest. So you have spiders that can just give you powers now. Yes. So now you don't need you don't need a Captain America super soldier serum. That's stupid because you can just,
Go get bit.
Just let the spider bite you and everybody just gets
go
powers.
Go on down.
And you get
go
more
on down to the Amazon.
And you get more powers than Captain America would have. Because remember, Spider-Man and the spider people, like she got shadow clone jutsu. She's okay.
Yeah.
You know what Madam Web has? Shadow clone jutsu. It's a Naruto maneuver she has in here. And you're like, what does that have to do with being a spider? I don't even know how you relate that.
I'm genuinely confused. I can make go in eight places at once because I'm
disgusting.
A spider.
If that's what they're trying to do.
Is that like a...
It was...
And not only be in three places at once, like in your mind, but physically lifting people, carrying people in three different places at one time.
Yep. Also, for the record, one thing I noticed, Steve says it's the venom they're hallucinating. That's what's happening.
Wow.
Look, here's the thing. Also, the gentleman when he's in his suit doesn't move like a spider. When he's when he magically just randomly will yank out a spider suit, and I'm like, why does he even have a Spider-Man suit? He's a regular guy.
Where does this come from?
He's using his stuff for like money and stuff. Like, why does he have a suit? Is he like a thief? And if he is, why is he dressing up like that? That's really weird.
And
it's very strange. It's a very strange movie. And sometimes he walks around in a suit and just kills people. Another time, he has to do a whole wardrobe change. And I can't tell when it matters because he doesn't seem to care.
I was super confused when he does the what you learn after the fact is a seduction scene, which does not look like a seduction scene. Do you remember that?
Yes,
like when he goes to sit down, she looks like scared and like weirded out and whatever. Like, I know who this is and I'm in trouble or something like that. And then all of a sudden
he uses spider pheromones to.
You know what it reminds me of? You know what reminds me of that scene in Twilight that I have seen because it's stupid.
The scene that you have seen?
The scene I have seen where what's his name? Charles or whatever. Who's the guy, the love interest?
Charles? It's not Charles.
What is it?
Oh my God, what are the names?
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
It's been so long. I disliked it so much.
He looks like he's going to puke. She walks in and apparently it's him smelling her pheromones.
And
like, you, Robert Pattinson. And he's like, oh, yeah. You know, like, ooh, that's
Edward,
it. But Edward, thank you, Lord heavens. So,
Team Edward, Team Jacob.
He looks like he's gonna vomit.
Yeah,
but apparently he's like turned on or something.
It's so strong.
Yeah, it was that much of a like unsettlingly not appropriate.
Yeah, it did not look good. And then he looks the exact same. Like it's supposed to take place like 30 years later. I'm like, my man doesn't want to clean up the goatee. We don't do nothing.
You can't give him some gray highlights.
Exactly the same for 30 years.
They literally, you
same
guys,
haircut.
You know what?
Same scraggly beard when we saw you hustling through
in the
Peruvian forest. We assumed that you looked scraggly because you were an adventurer, but no, you're just dirty.
It looks like they took gray hairspray that you'd get for Halloween.
Yeah.
At like party store, like just gray hairspray. It looks like they just sprayed gray hairspray on him.
You know who didn't look like they were scraggly and had unkempt? Ronan the Accuser. Thanos. Mm. Right? These are good villains.
This is why, it's part of the reason why he got such a low villain score.
Yeah, man.
Not, doesn't look put together.
Stevenson's
dirty because of the budget.
Listen, to all my stunt fam out there, okay, listen to me. I want to be very clear. I love y'all.
Yeah.
And if you worked on this movie, I understand you did. I mean, you're just doing what you're being told. Our ire is normally directed.
Yeah,
normally directed towards the directors.
Writers.
The people in writers charge who are making should have been decisions. Fired.
I don't know who the writers were.
I don't know if it's the writer or the director. Fired. I don't know which
There's
one of them.
There's seven people with writing credit.
Yeah, I can't speak to which one of those really deserves the fullness of my wrath. But this, what makes us upset, and I'm going to get to some of this, is this could have been good.
And yeah.
It starts off at like a solid out of five, maybe like a 1.5. The dialogue is clunky. The character's weird. The lead actress, when you hear her, she seems like Dakota is acting kind of like a low-key, better socialized April. This is why Ben being in there was weird, because she was acting like April, kind of quirky and awkward and all of these things, right? And so I was like, okay, so I was like, is a director from Parks and Rec? Is that what's happening? I don't know what's going on here. But okay, great. You make her interesting, cool. You meet all the girls. They're supposed to be teenagers, but this is another thing that's really not cool about Marvel movies, and it's so weird. You guys keep talking about things like Me Too and sexualizing women and all this stuff. Why did you make all of the young teenage girls
sexy?
The
teenage girls.
One's in like a schoolgirl outfit, and it's Sydney Sweeney. Need I say more? Then you have what's the Latin chick from Transformers? What's her name?
Anya Corazon.
Anya Corazon, right?
The character. It's midriff. Isabella Merced.
Isabella Merced. Her midriff showing, whole thing. She's got a little thing going on.
Yep. Same then, with Celeste O'Connor.
And Celeste literally looks like she came out of a Calvin Klein commercial. She's like posed up at the modeling angle with her pants are riding low. I can see the Calvin Klein boxers.
Out, the Aaliyah look.
Aaliyah with the midriff and thing. And I'm like, these are supposed to be teenagers.
Yep.
They're dressed more provocatively than the lead adult female. That just seems like a strange choice, because this isn't really something where them being attractive actually matters.
Okay, groomer.
Exactly. It's like, it doesn't matter. They're just young teenage girls on the run from a monster. We don't need them to be that way. Then there's a scene where they're doing like dancing on a table. And I'm like, I don't know if you know about millennials, typically speaking, the normal girl does not run up on a group of dudes and just start dancing on a table in a diner.
Yeah, that was the whole, like, I'm sorry. So there's a whole football team in the diner, and you're, and of all the movies and all the, we're in a, you know, SA culture, and people are getting creeped wherever they go. And, but you're going to get up on a table with your friends and dance around with a bunch of guys.
This is very weird. So there's a bunch of things that happen in the dialogue and the story that are like, start off as like 1.5, and it gets up to about a 3. And then this is sad. I'm an action guy.
Yeah.
The best part of the movie is not the action. There's a couple of fun little jokes that they poke fun at people.
Yeah.
The girls bickering and arguing because they don't like each other at first. And then they're trying to coalesce as a team and come together as a unit.
Yeah.
And I thought that was funny. I thought that was actually pretty interesting.
And it's not like, it's not woke, you know, quote unquote woke, like a lot of the other movies have been. There was nothing like, oh, socialism is great, or anything like overt like that.
Let me put it this way, because I want to be clear about this too.
Mm.
People keep saying they don't like woke movies. That's not what people really are saying. I don't want to go to a movie and I'm overtly preached to.
Yeah.
I don't really care what side of the spectrum the preaching comes from.
Yeah.
I don't really go to movies to watch that. And if you're going to give me a message, because every movie has a level of a message, it should be delivered with craft and skill. It should feel natural. I should not feel preached to. I'm going to get a message from you one way or the other, but it shouldn't feel heavy handed. Everybody keeps saying woke, but it's not about woke.
Yeah.
It is about good writing.
Yeah.
It's about good writing that feels like a story, not a dissertation. Yeah. I will say this movie doesn't really feel like a dissertation. They're just doing a good, they're trying to tell a story. And it's like Powerpuff Girls. The girls are trying to come together. They don't know each other, and they're trying to form a team and coalesce. Yep. That's kind of a cool thing. Yep. And it's fun to watch the dynamic because the three girls are very, very different people. Sydney Sweeney is Sydney Sweeney. So if you've seen Euphoria, she's pretty much the same kind of person. A little mousy, easily convinced into things. Clearly has daddy issues, mommy issues.
Oh, big time.
It's oh, yeah. Very similar character for her.
Oh yeah.
So she didn't do a good job. Isabella Merced, I feel like, did a good job. And what was the other girl's name?
Celeste O'Connor.
Celeste O'Connor. She actually played her character pretty well. She's the sassy teen black girl, right?
Yep.
Take that how you want to take that. But she has some funny moments.
Yes.
That was the most entertaining part of the movie. Watching them interact with Dakota, who's older than them, and not really like or trust her, and watching how that kind of form was the best part of the movie. And so it gets about third of the way through, stays at about three. There's a point where the girls do something stupid. Dakota gets mad at them, and she yells at them. She's like, shut up, don't talk to me. And I was like, yes, this is good. This is exactly how adults act when children are stupid and jeopardize everybody's life. Then the action picks back up and it dips back down to a two. Me saying that when the action picks up and the plot really starts to move is when the movie got bad.
That's not good. That whole scene, the like where they get the bad guy and, you know, it's the ending, I don't know, climax, whatever. It was so anticlimactic.
Oh yeah.
The action was so bad and so cheesy.
The dialogue was bad.
It was like we just sat here through that whole thing and we didn't even get a really good payoff.
Nah, that villain had no bars. He has no quotable lines. You really think you can overcome me with your mind? Us, what are we doing here?
Oh God. Angelo, we're talking about Madame Web.
Madam Web. It was not good.
And Web of deceit.
Web of deceit. Web of dismay.
Web of disaster.
Yeah, I came in there and we're like.
Web of disappointment.
Web of devastation.
Web of demasculation.
Madam's diabolical web. That's what it is. This movie was treasonous.
Treasonous.
This movie was treasonous.
I mean, that is a power. You know, I didn't like this movie, but treasonous, that's pretty powerful.
That's my new word for every bad movie. This movie was Benedict Arnold.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Because it could have been good.
Tell me more. Tell me more about that.
Because I'm saying halfway through, I was giving it a chance, right? I had a beer in my hand. I had a pretty decent amount of alcoholic content. It was Lisa Scottish Ale, right? So we're like 5.1 moving through the bloodstream. I'm chilling. I did not pay a lot of money for this movie. So I'm hoping I can at least extrapolate some value from it. No, it was pretty shot. Some interesting things in it.
There was a lot of like...
But...
I need to start going to movies with like a notebook and pen.
Web of Lies. So I had a couple of questions. Why are the girls dressed so sexy was the first question I had. Because it was jarring.
No, because
your lead actress, who is the lead actress, isn't dressed like that, so it was weird. Two, why does the dude have a spider suit? No one ever explained why he had a spider suit. It was very strange that he had
He had it made, obviously.
Yeah, but for what? Because he then walks into a diner and murders people in a regular suit.
I don't know. I don't.
Anyways, then when he first has an opportunity to get the girls, there's cops there. There's like four or five of them. Instead of just breaking the girl's neck and get out of there, he like yanks all the cops away and kills them. I was like, for what? You don't have a problem with the cops. You're just trying to kill these
this
women.
Is, you're you know, Spider-Man. Here's the thing.
You're Spider-Man.
You know how bad the writing is and how bad your story is by how stupid your characters have to be in order to make the plot continue.
Yeah. Okay. Talk about the car. I think you already talked about the car. Wait. Why does the car have... She steals a taxi, which probably has some kind of...
Oh, my God. She drove a stolen taxi around for days with no plates on it.
Yeah.
Like, bruh. Okay. You want me to believe that she was just cruising around
Yeah.
In a stolen taxi.
Yeah.
With no plate on it and never once got pulled over.
Yeah.
No.
Period. No. In a cab.
No.
So they would have been looking for that because somebody has lost money on their business. So that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't get pulled over for that.
Taxi medallions cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. It was wild. And it's not, it's a banged up cab because she hit some stuff. So I was like, all right, that, okay, sure, we'll just let that slide. Then it was like, how'd she even get to Peru? She was on the police scanner because they're looking for her.
You're a person of interest, but somehow you made it down to Peru and just got, she just got into the jungle.
Yeah. And she's like a medic. She's like a paramedic. So it's not like she has like some deep state contacts or something like that. She's like a regular lady. She's just in Peru. I'm like, how'd you get past border security and all the,
I guess you're rich.
Like
now.
They didn't even try to explain any of it. Then, you know, for Smokey, for our forest fans, there's a section where they just start a fire in the forest, just dip out, leave the forest burning, or leave the fire burning. I was like, wait a minute. That's very weird. It's very, very weird. There are some very weird writing choices that took place during this movie that I'm having a hard time squaring with. And again, guys, a lot of things we're having problems with. These movies all seem like they're like somebody's first and a half draft.
Yes.
Feels like someone had an idea. They threw out the rough. It's a relatively clean rough. And they're like, just run with it.
Yep.
It'll be fine.
Yep. No, you didn't have anybody read your script?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's what people would say if they were talking out loud to other humans?
And one of the things that hit me up is this is like Captain Marvel all over again.
Yeah.
So you had a woman who's got crazy amounts of predictive powers, right? She does not have to go through any physical trauma.
Nope.
You think about Die Hard, you think about most action movies in the past, people are getting wrecked.
Dying.
Getting
taking
hurt.
Taking damage.
Look at Captain America. Look at Captain America when he fights Iron Man. Look how much damage he took. Almost all of them. He's getting his behind whooped by somebody. Taking some serious damage. If you ever notice that the female characters that they put in these movies, they never seem to really want to let them get hurt. And it would make them more interesting. If you look at her and Captain Marvel, they're on a spiritual journey. Their entire journey is spiritual. They're physically almost never in a life or death threatening situation. Captain Marvel is almost never in any real danger. But even this, like Madame Web should have been in a ton of danger.
Mm.
A ton of danger the whole time. And with her power, you could have had some really fun things happen that could have really traumatized her. And even the thing that she can see, which is the future, and she can kind of bend it or whatever, you could have at least, if you're going to go pure spiritual, you should have shown more of the emotional damage it did for her to see these sorts of things. There is a PTSD. You could have really dove into something interesting. So they kept, like, these are things, these movies could be good. And it's like we're on draft number one. And I don't know why they keep doing it.
It was very much like a Mary Sue, kind of some of what you're talking about right now. It was very much another Mary Sue type movie where the character suddenly knows how to use their powers. Is just great.
No, she didn't get to just know. She had to go through some things to get to the point to have them unlocked for her. The problem is that didn't take any effort from her to do it. Because she didn't know how to use them at first. It was coming sporadically, but then she had to go to Peru to learn how to unlock the thing. But even that unlocking literally took nothing from her. She didn't do anything.
Terrible.
The thing they're trying to say, they tried to do a remix on Great Power Comes Great Responsibility. They tried to reverse it saying, if you take the responsibility, you will get great power. But that isn't really what happened in this movie.
It was, oh my God. And the last scene, you guys, it was first, no end credit scene.
Yeah.
So don't bother waiting around.
Oh yeah, they got us good. They got us real good. We sat there for like 4 minutes watching these stupid credits.
The closing scene was even like rude. The bad guy gets killed in a very anticlimactic way, and then you basically cut to the closing scene, which is like super weird and awkward. And again, now she's some kind of weird oracle person, and she's talking different, and oh, well, we will see. I can see better than ever. You guys,
she got really like Gen X. You remember the old Gen X show they had? Just campy dialogue.
No.
She starts acting like that towards the end once she gets her powers unlocked. And it's like the glasses she's wearing are weird. And I'm like, is this an ode to the comic books? Because this is one of those times where you can kind of do something else. It was very, very weird. It was very, very weird.
Yeah, I'm not, I would not.
I don't like anybody.
I don't recommend going to see it.
And here's the thing. Here's what sucks about it, right? I don't like anybody. Like, normally you walk away saying, man, I liked like
one good character.
I liked the villain. I liked this guy or this line or whatever.
Some redeeming quality.
I did not like anybody in this movie. And I would have been really fine if somehow the foolishness that they were doing triggered a nuclear explosion, blew up the whole city, killed everybody. And, oh, well, guess that, you know, the Spider people died. I'd have been fine with that if it ended on one of those notes. You could have really subverted my expectations with a bunch of death in this one. I'd have been okay.
You could have done about 15,001 different things.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
Again, for people who just joined in, I see you, Marcos. See you. I see you, Darren, Mr. Hall. Brilliant. See you as well.
Oh, you can see people?
Yeah, I can see y'all on the Grammys.
Oh, the hey.
Again, we always want to put this out there. We are filmmakers. So kudos to everybody involved. Yes. I know there's a lot of stunt players.
I'm sure.
I know there's a lot of action choreographers and stunt players who worked very hard on this project, put your bodies on the line, literally your physical health on the line.
Yeah.
To bring this to fruition. Yep. Respect to you guys.
Yes.
I don't think that the directors and the acting was. It just wasn't.
And that's all there is to say.
And we're gonna be done, but I want to say something because we're gonna have this a podcast pretty soon with some action people. We're gonna get on and chop this up, but we're gonna talk about strong female characters,
strong woman,
and toxic fandoms. And I'm just gonna give you guys another little hint, little
toxic something something. I don't know. Oh wow,
is that you? That was Britney Spears. Wow. Toxic Cruising USA beat. Song's a jam.
You guys, what was it that we got? Somebody told us it was the with Britney Spears knife fighting.
Oh my God.
The knife dance. What was
that? If you have nothing else to do with your life, look up, baby. Can you possibly share that?
Yeah. What was it? What did we Google to make that work?
It was Britney Spears Deadpool. I call it Britpool. One of the things we're going to talk about is that the plan is to do an episode about that, because I hear a lot of energy about these things. And a lot of people talk about, man, men don't like strong female characters and yada, yada, yada. And we don't like perfect characters who don't have to struggle and then get all the accolades. Because I can't speak for women. I don't know what y'all like as far as that stuff's concerned. But as a man whose characters normally get shot, bleed, missing a freaking arm.
Yeah.
We like Wolverine. We like Goku. Okay. We like Wolverine and Goku. Right. Go watch Wolverine and Goku. Goku dies multiple times. He gets the crap beat out of him in every arc that you see him in. Wolverine has been killed, murdered so many times. He's brutalized. He's used to get brutalized. And that's the whole point. That is literally the whole point. They're mean. They talk tough. They don't give up. They persevere. They find a way to win. That's what we want to see. And what we keep watching is they do these movies, and that's not what they're offering us. You give us Captain Marvel, and Captain Marvel is magical. You give us Sabrina the Teenage Witch, or Sabrina the Horrible, I don't know what it's called, The Adventures of Sabrina, whatever, the new one that's out on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I saw an analysis of that. She bends all the rules. She breaks all the rules. She can do whatever she wants. She's the best. She's the smartest. She's the toughest. And it's all about her. When you make movies like that, that's not an intriguing protagonist in an action film.
Mm. You know who is a intriguing protagonist in an action film?
Oh my gosh.
Britney Spears. Okay, you guys.
Please tell us what you think about this in the comments.
Let me make sure.
Like, share, subscribe. Okay.
Hold on, you guys. I'm going to make sure. I got to make sure that the audio is on. Hang on.
Okay, let me turn my mind down.
Let me see. Also, share audio. Okay, share audio is on. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
That's the aerial for me. Oh my goodness gracious!
Oh my god!
I'm sorry, Britt. I'm sorry they're doing it wrong.
Y'all need to do yourselves a favor and Google that.
God. Anyways, but the other thing about it was when people talk about toxic fandom, I'm gonna keep reinforcing this. When you pick up a title
that you've been
living with for decades, some of our favorite characters, and then you put them on screen, there's already a problem that you're not going to do what we thought we saw. But you chose to do that. You chose to pick up something that pre-existed. You cannot be mad when individuals have feelings about it. That's it's like somebody did a biopic on your mom, and you're like, yo, that's not accurate. That's not how my mom, my mom's story is better than that. And you're like, oh, look at him. He's a toxic fandom. It's my mom. It's my thing. I want to see it portrayed accurately, or at least well. If you're not going to do it accurately, can you at least do it well? These movies are neither good nor are they accurate. So you're not getting anything that you bargained for. And if you're going to do something random, bro, you can just do Arachnid Ladies, Story of Las Arañas.
Oh,
and we would have been fine with that.
That's true. It doesn't have to have a Spider-Man name. It doesn't have to have a Marvel name.
We didn't have to do none of that.
I would. I like action movies. I like sci-fi thriller movies. Yeah. I will go see movies
deep
like
home,
that.
See if
deep in the jungle, one man finds a spider and gains massive power, but he cannot stand the idea of losing it. Four women band together.
Baby, you have to do it
in your normal voice.
Okay.
Because if you do it in the voice, then it makes it harder to hear.
So just fine. One man, one spider. In the Peruvian forest, Jose joins the clan of Las Arañas. And then he betrays them. Four women must fight one man with one desire to be the strongest, the most beautiful, the most corrupt, rich person in Manhattan. This summer. Madam Web. Okay, see?
I'm into it.
I would have watched that.
Totally into it.
I'd have been with that. All right, great. I know what to expect here.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So that's all we got.
Yep.
That's all we got. Save your money.
Save your time.
You can wait for this one on the streaming platforms. It'll be fine, guys.
Yeah. If you have it on in the background while you're like cooking or cleaning or something and you don't notice all.
Watching it intensely.
Correct.
And I'm not even the guy that normally catches all of this stuff. But it pulled me out of the movie.
Yeah.
I was so out of the movie in the first 10 minutes, yeah. I couldn't.
I really wanted to like it, too. The basis of the story is really good.
Yeah.
And they could do a lot with it.
Yeah.
If they weren't so freaking cheesy.
You got to earn in the beginning, folks. Like, if the beginning of your story doesn't get me involved.
Yeah.
Or there's something weird about it. I'll give you honest, when I watched, I think The Hobbit, when they did it in 48 frames, one of the Hobbits, and it was 48 frames instead of 24. I was out of that movie for the first 10 minutes, and I could see everything wrong with it because the way it was shot was weird feeling. And I couldn't get into it. Once I got into it, I had more fun watching the movie. But that applies to everything. If your dialogue, sound, camera work is really bad in the beginning of your movie, that act number one has to be tight.
Madam Redwing.
Steven is on fire right now. We might have to have him on the next podcast to talk about strong female characters that we like China O'Brien.
Yeah.
You know, or Cynthia Argyle. Argyle.
How about homegirl from Argyle? Strong woman.
You mean Bryce Dallas Howard?
Yeah.
I don't want to get into that. I like her, but I did not like that movie.
All I know is Hollywood deserves to implode. And I look forward to the indie filmmaker takeover.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We're gonna have to revive it.
Praise the Lord.
Bring back the craft.
Craft. Wait, you definitely need to do audio.
Bring back the craft. You should do it with the high-pitched voice.
Do it with this voice? Bring back the craft. Yeah, that sounds like super epic. Craft.
hold on a second.
The craft. Bring back the craft. Ooh, the echo.
Oh, that is fire.
The reverb. That's money.
Oh yeah, this is this mono cast that we got up here. This thing is a lot of fun. If you want one, the mono cast is dope. The microphone's mono as well. If you want to get one, let me know. We get discounts and stuff, so let us know about that.
Yes.
But shout out to everybody for joining us today, having fun, rocking with us. We went way longer than we were supposed to. We have an event to get to. but this happens every time we start talking about film. So
yes,
love you guys. Keep making movies. Keep making moves.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you for rocking with us. Shout out to our sponsors. You see all of them on the sides here. Movie Gear. I Love Your Money. Women in Film. Television. But maybe we get one of them on to talk about strong female protagonists. Anyways, fine. Whatever. Bye.
Kill me.
Bye.
Bye.
And 3, 2.